cut, cut!
Christopher's obnoxious voice sent a warning signal down every nerve ending in Charity's spine. As soon as he began his rant, she and David stopped and waited. She watched him from the corner of her eye, heading in their direction in his usual run-walk-trot. A nerve right above her eyebrow began to tick in exasperation. It was utterly amazing just how fast his short legs could move when he had a set purpose in mind. The squat, portly man slid to an abrupt stop only a few inches from Charity and David. He leaned directly into her face as if she couldn't already hear him screaming,
3 months! We have been filming for 3 months and you still can't get it right!
His hands were on his hips and his feet were spread as wide apart as they could be. He looked prepped to break into a cheerleading move at any moment. For some strange reason, she was the only person on the set who couldn't seem to do anything right. If she did it, he hated it. She smiled sweetly and batted her eyelashes. What? Would you like me to do something differently? He waved his chubby fingers frantically in front of her face, so close that he almost swatted the end of her nose.
Everything! I want you to do everything differently!
He gave a cursory glance around at his captive audience.
Everyone can go to lunch, but be back here in exactly 1 hour.
He then leveled another cold stare on Charity. Christopher must have had enough saliva for 10 people because he couldn't speak without spitting a ton of it out in every direction. He made her think of a little toad, the way there was always tiny pools of bubbles in each corner of his mouth. Charity couldn't stand watching the unsightly drool now making its way down Christopher's chin, so she looked away as she moved to go to lunch with the others. The annoying voice halted her in her tracks.
You! You are not going anywhere. I want to wrap this scene up by tonight, so you're going to stay and practice. I'll do David's part while he's at lunch.
Charity was no longer facing him, so she rolled her eyes and watched with a grumbling stomach as everyone but David scattered. The others knew better than to hang around after Christopher gave one of his drill sergeant commands. Behind Christopher's back, David winked at Charity and casually slid both hands into his jean pockets. He stepped around to stand between her and Christopher. Charity needs to eat something and needs a break just like everyone else does. If she doesn't eat now, it'll be hours before she'll be able to. He sighed and then casually crossed his arms across his chest. The toad's facial expression was unmoved by David's words. I feel certain Charles wouldn't appreciate you running his stars into the ground. You know how he feels about everyone being on top of their game. She won't be 100% if she's tired and hungry. Breakfast was hours ago, and we have been filming non-stop since. Christopher released a slow growl. She could eat all day and never be 100%. She never does one scene right the first time, and she's throwing everything off schedule. David shook his head, and a black lock of hair fell into his eyes. He pushed it back and leveled a thoughtful glare at Christopher. You were just on the phone this morning telling Charles we're weeks ahead of schedule. Even though the conversation between David and Christopher was about her, it was taking a back seat to all of the tempting smells coming from the lunch table. She had skipped breakfast to read over her lines one more time before heading into makeup. If she had only spent a little more time on them the night before, none of this drama would be happening. She really had no one to blame but herself for all of Christopher's displeasure leaking out and ruining her lunchtime. She had stayed on the phone well past midnight the night before talking to Johnny. He had finally agreed to fly out for a quick visit the next day, and she had been too excited by that news to fall asleep until an hour before her wake-up call, and was now too tired to concentrate on delivering her lines properly. Christopher brought her back to the present reality with his usual rudeness.
if you spent as much time thinking about this project as you do daydreaming, we wouldn't be so far behind.